This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 25th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, February 25th, 2016 will come to order. First item that we have on the agenda is continue our discussion of draft advisory opinion 2015-16 submitted on behalf of Niger Innes for Congress. We have Dan Backer, who is counsel for Mr. Innes, and if you'd like to take a seat at the table here. Ms. Selenkoff, are there any updates that you'd like to present to us?
Since the last meeting, the Commission received one comment on draft B from the requester. It's the only update I've got.
All right. Thank you for that update. Are there any questions for counsel or any discussion? And if there's no discussion, are we ready for a motion? Vice Chairman.
With respect to advisory opinion request number 2015-16, Innes, I move approval of agenda document number 1607B, which is draft B, except for the response to question 2.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there any discussion on the motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Madam Secretary, the motion passes by a vote of 5-1 with Commissioners Ravel, Weintraub, Hunter, the Vice Chairman, myself in favor, and Commissioner Goodman opposed. Do we have another motion?
Yes. With respect to advisory opinion request number 1516, Innes, I move approval of the response to question 2 in agenda document number 1604A of draft A.
We have the motion on the table. Any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? No.
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 Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Ravel, Weintraub, and the Vice Chairman in favor, and Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and myself opposed.
Just for clarification, the agenda documents are 1607A on the second motion.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, that's correct. Do we have another motion? Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you. In advisory opinion request 2015-6, I move approval of the response to question 2 in agenda document 16-07B.
All right.
Excuse me. Inquiry.
Do you mean? Commissioner Goodman.
Question 2 in draft B.
Draft B.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We have a motion on the table. Is there any discussion on the motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
No.
Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and myself in favor, and Commissioners Ravel, Weintraub, and the Vice Chairman opposed. Mr. Noti, instruct OGC to send the appropriate answer indicating that the Commission was able to answer question 1 but was unable to answer question 2.
That's all we need.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Commissioner Goodman.
Just a comment to Mr. Backer. The answer that you're getting, which is that you it leaves you effectively in a regulatory no man's land.
Yes, it does.
And I have written on this issue. It's on the Commission's website in an LRA matter involving Cantor for Congress. You might want to pay some heed to that. You've been left in regulatory no man's land. I don't know if you've contacted Ms. Ciccone about your termination options, but it seems like your only option at this point is to terminate your committee and then do, I think what the committee has told you is effectively do the best you can with the legal guidance that you have been given or not been given.
Vice Chairman.
If we're going to go into that, I read from the last transcript that you indicate we continue to have reporting obligation.
And yes.
If that's recognized at that point or now, you've only got $57 in the account. So I'm wondering.
Well, no, we still have the other funds that are physically in the account.
It only shows
The checks that we cut, the last stale dated checks, because we haven't canceled them, they're physically still in the account.
They're still in the account. So you don't show it in the report, but
Right, we haven't canceled those checks. I think at this point we're going to have to consider whether we cancel those checks and then make the appropriate reporting and go forward from there.
Thanks.
Okay. Is there anything further from the Office of General Counsel? All right. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Becker.
You.
That is... The only substantive item that we have on the agenda today, Mr. Palmer, do we have any management or administrative matters we need to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
All right. This meeting is now adjourned.